You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Time now for the Quinn Snyder Coaches Show as we get ready for Game 4 of the Jazz and the Clippers. And Coach, before we deep dive on that, Royce O'Neal only gets two votes today for first or second team All-NBA. There's a ton of talented guys. That seems really low to me. I was wondering your reaction on that.
Well, you know, as strong as I felt about Rudy being the defensive player of the year, I feel equally strongly about Royce's defense, and surprises me really, given the fact that, night in and night out, I think more than any other player in the league, he's drawn, you know, the number one matchup. And, you know, like I said, in my mind, I'm surprised that he didn't get more votes, whether he was first or second team or whatnot. I know how valuable he is, and, you know, I hope people can recognize that even more going forward.
Staying on the defensive end to tonight's game, they played all but 13 minutes, I believe, without a traditional center and five wide the other night. What are the keys to defending that spread floor?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, if they space the floor, they want to attack the rim. And I should say it gives them an opportunity to attack the rim, and they space the floor. Not with just with five players, but with five guys that shoot the ball, you know, above 40%, sometimes higher. And that was the case last night. So, you know, this is one of those situations where, you know, you're just going to give something up from a matchup standpoint. It's difficult for us to handle, you know, a few of those guys one-on-one, and, you know, we want to commit help. And when you do that, you're susceptible to other things. But I think we can be better, you know, in those help situations. I think we can be better on the ball itself, do a better job staying in front of people and containing so we're not in rotations. And then, you know, if that does happen to be the case, you know, we've got to be more precise. And frankly, we've got to understand personnel better in those situations as well.
If they're committed to getting the ball out of Donovan's hands, what's the answer to that?
Well, you know, the opportunity for us to put Donovan off the ball is not really an option, given the fact that Mike's out. So Donovan can attack, you know, the double team early in the form of a blitz and pick and roll. But really, as much as anything, if we can get out and transition it, you know, it's hard for them to commit two to him. You know, they'll switch and then they'll come back and hit him from off the ball. So part of the solution is, you know, for the other guys on the floor, you know, I mentioned being really, really available to Donovan and spaced, and then for us to make quick decisions and move the ball and, you know, take advantage of the fact that, you know, that they are committing to the ball.
Coach, thanks very much. Best of luck in Game 4.
Thanks, Locke.